This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Chicago, Chicago, that toddling town. Chicago, Chicago, I will show you around. I love it, bet your bottom dollar you lose the blues in Chicago, Chicago, the town that Billy Sunday couldn't shut down. On State Street, that great street, I just want to say, they do things they don't do on Broadway. They have the time of their life. I saw a man, he danced with his wife in Chicago, Chicago, my hometown.
Oh, yeah.
Chicago,
Frank Sinatra in Chicago. The toddling town. Good morning. Welcome to Freedom Works, Chicago, the Paul Molloy Chicago Show. I am Paul Molloy. And along with Big Ed Davis, we thank you for joining us. It is Friday, February the 2nd. Yes, indeed it is. And a lot going on. We are going to be talking in a few minutes with Laura Reese of the Heritage Foundation about what she calls the misguided Senate Border Security Bill. Now, that's a bill that Democrats, along with Joe Biden, claim is necessary to fix the border crisis. We'll find out if that is true in just a few minutes. And a couple of new polls. There's always new surveys, right? Well, these show that Donald Trump making a bit more headway, both against Joe Biden in Georgia and also Nikki Haley in her home state of South Carolina. We will give you the details. Stay tuned for that. And music not only soothes the savage beast, it may keep you from getting dementia. Would you believe that? We're going to tell you all about it a little bit later in the show. And in our ultimate top 10, we have a good one, we think. The top 10 states with the most National Guard troops. Indeed. Let's see if you can figure out ahead of time what those states might be. By the way, Freedom Works, we are sponsored by Andrew's Master Barbershop. Guys, for the best haircut in the Tampa Bay area, I have never found a better place than Andrew's Master Barbershop. It's in Dunedin, just off State Road 580 Main Street on Overcash Drive. Call for your appointment, please. They are open Tuesdays through Saturdays, 727-733-3773. And if you've got any kind of a tree need, whether you want one, you want to get rid of one, you want stump grind, you want to enhance the trees, whatever, Arbor Life Tree Service, best service in Tampa Bay. I have used them. I can tell you how good they really are. Call for a free estimate on whatever your tree needs might be. 727-330-1999. All right. So, another jobs report for the month of January has come out. Apparently, unexpectedly good news. The employment rate surged in January, which underscores the resilience of the labor market, even in the face of high interest rates and ongoing inflation. Employers added 353,000 jobs in January. That was quite a bit over what they expected. There was a forecast by a lot of economists that they might get around 180,000. They almost doubled that. The unemployment rate holding about 3.7%. I always mention when you get these figures early after the month is over with, I don't always say that they don't typically stay that way. And in fact, they usually are revised downward as you get a little deeper into the following month. We'll see how that goes. Wage growth also supposedly accelerated in January. Average hourly earnings rising about 0.6%. That's about double what economists expected. So the news looks fairly good. Now, you know that Biden will be running around telling you how great things are. In fact, Listen to this. This is interesting. He went after, did you know he went after grocery stores? He's blaming them for all of the troubles with your food cost now. It's grocery stores, not him. Not anything he did. Biden took aim at grocery stores. He blamed them for, quote, ripping people off, unquote, with high prices amid the continued inflation blame game. He was making a speech in South Carolina in the National Dinner in Columbia. And he said, this is last night, I guess, he said, inflation is coming down. It's now lower in America than any other major economy in the world. The cost of eggs, milk, chicken, gas, and so many other essential items have come down. Yeah, except you raised them all when you started. They haven't come back down to what they were before you got in. He said, but for all we've done to bring prices down, what have you done exactly to bring prices down? Why don't you verbalize what you have done to bring prices down? I bet he never does that. He says, for all we've done to bring prices down, there are still too many corporations ripping people off, price gouging, junk fees, greedflation, shrinkflation. He said that Americans are tired of being played for suckers by grocery stores. He says it's going to stop. He says we're tired of being played for suckers. Then he got a round of applause for saying that. He said, and that's why we're going to keep these guys, keep on them, and get the prices down. Uh-huh. How are you going to do that when you keep taking more money out of people's pockets? How are you going to keep prices down? A recent survey, by the way, found that close to 60% of the respondents felt angry, anxious, or resigned while shopping for groceries, with anger being the most common emotion. Ever see anybody in a store start screaming at the shelves? 72% of respondents also said that groceries are where they feel the most effects of inflation. Well, it's usually either that. I think they're getting used to the price of gas. What is it around our place now? About $3 and
three and a, three and a quarter?
$3.25? Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, when Trump left office, it was a dollar and change. It was about $1.90 or something like that.
$1.78.
Yeah.
And you have to remember, too,
there you go.
The diesel has not come down much.
No.
It's still around $5 a gallon.
Wow. And, of course, trucks use diesel.
Yeah.
And trucks bring our food products now to the stores.
To his credit, the gas has come down a bit from its $5 peak. Thank you.
Very good.
But with that, some of the pricing has not come down to effect, because we were all told, well, the prices have gone up because the cost to get it here, because the cost of fuel has gone up, so we had to raise our prices. Well, the price of gas has come down a bit, but those prices and the food are still up there.
They are, yeah.
They're still way up there.
Yeah, I haven't noticed. Have you noticed?
I'm tired of somebody telling, oh, the economy's great. Then go to the damn grocery store. Go there.
Yeah, but you see how Biden, he blames the grocery store itself as if they're not having to pass on the costs.
A can of Freon that once a year I have to put into my Ford Explorer for Freon. It used to be about $4.90. It's $9.90 something now.
Wow, it's double. Yeah, I mean that's it. Look at the price of orange juice. Have you noticed how expensive that is?
It's so funny. I stood at $8 a gallon.
Isn't that unbelievable?
She laughed, and I said, "Do you remember back in the day
when
orange juice was cheaper? Remember we actually grew those damn things here."
I know. And in Florida, if it's that expensive, you can imagine what it's in Nebraska.
Well, the thing is, it's all coming from Mexico.
Yeah, that's another thing. Besides illegal immigrants.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to change horses, as they say. We're going to take our break. And when we come back, Laura Reese of the Heritage Foundation, she's going to join us, the Heritage Foundation. We're going to talk about this new, misguided Senate border security bill the Democrats and Biden claim is very important to fix our border crisis. No more running down the wrong road.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
You know, years ago, I used to go to one of those haircutting chains. I never got the same person twice, and the price was a moving target. I've been going to Andrew's Master Barbershop in Dunedin now for over 8 years. I've never been disappointed, and I get a great price. Andrew's Master Barbershop, it's not a chain. They've been cutting men's hair in Dunedin for close to 40 years. So give them a try, men. You won't be disappointed. Andrew's Master Barbershop on Overcash Drive, just north of 580 Main Street in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. They're open Tuesday through Saturday, so call for your appointment, 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773. Andrew's Master Barbershop.
Arborlife Tree Service is Tampa Bay's finest tree service company. From trimming, pruning, fertilizing, and insect control to grinding and removal, you get an experienced ISA certified and veteran owned firm that can do any tree job, large or small. With our fully equipped fleet and trained crew members, we care for trees of all sizes, whether you're government, contractor, business, or homeowner. Don't trust just anyone with a chainsaw. Call Arborlife Tree Service at 727-330-1999 for a quick and free estimate. That's 727-330-1999. Arborlife Tree Service. They go out on a limb for you.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Back. It's Friday. And Ed, do you know for the first time in my entire life working in this station, I spilled my coffee when I came in. Did you see that? I spilled my coffee all over the table. I'm having to clean it up. I got it all over my script and the whole bit.
Is that what you're calling it in that mug?
Well,
these
that's
days?
What I call it. Okay. We're not going to talk about what's really in there. Hey, by the way, Ron DeSantis, he's come back from trying to become president. And yesterday, he announced he is sending some of his National Guard troops over to Texas to help support Governor Greg Abbott over there and their efforts to stop the influx of illegal immigration. He announced he's going to offer a battalion of up to 1,000 soldiers of the National Guard to help secure the Texas border. You know, with all that razor wire and everything that they got over there, it seems to be slowing things down a little bit. It's kind of good news.
I think we're going to find out different. I think they've kind of moved their shop down the road a bit.
Well, they have.
Yeah.
That's true. You know, they keep going. I think they're going further west.
They figured out there's other holes.
Yes, indeed. So we're delighted to have an old friend, Laura Reese, join us again. And we're going to talk a little. She's from the Heritage Foundation, by the way, where she is the director of their Border Security and Immigration Center. She also worked at the Department of Homeland Security. And Laura, welcome back to Freedom Works.
Oh, thank you for having me on.
Oh, it's always a pleasure. I want to ask you before we get into this this Senate so-called Border Security Compromise, what do you think about the vote that was taken, since you were in Homeland Security, what do you think about Alejandro Mayorkas and the House committee voting to send on a bill of impeachment to the House?
Mayorkas absolutely warrants impeachment. And for those who argue and oppose it, claiming there's no evidence, Mayorkas has admitted it himself. He's bragged that he fundamentally changed immigration enforcement. So for the first time ever, their policy is just being an illegal alien here is not enough by itself to initiate enforcement action. Well, that directly violates Section 237 of the Immigration and Nationality Act. He's also admitted that they're releasing at least 85% of CBP encounters into the U.S. That violates two other sections of the Immigration and Nationality Act, which says you shall detain such aliens. So there is the evidence, and high crimes and misdemeanors is not limited to criminal offenses. The DOJ, Office of Legal Counsel, gave a resounding no to that very question back in 1974. And the Democrats themselves used it in the House when they were impeaching Trump in 2019. So He has lost the public trust, and he threatens the rule of law, so Congress should strip him of his power.
There you go. And now 64 House Republicans are demanding that Biden use his executive powers to go after the and fix the border crisis. You know, he came in, as you well know, Laura, better than most of us, and turned around all of these different actions that Donald Trump had taken, where things were slowing down at the border, and it seemed to be, you know, somewhat under control. And here Biden comes in, he uses executive action to reverse it. Now he's running around saying, all you got to do is give me some sort of a decent bill. That's all I need. He doesn't need a bill, does he?
Yeah, has Biden lied in the past? Let me think. Yes, he has, and he's lying now. He does have the power to do it himself. He created this mess with a pen. He can fix this mess with a pen. What he really wants is the money, because he has sent two White House supplementals up to Congress saying, I need all this money for Ukraine and so-called border security and Israel and other things. And just the border security portion of that bill is $13.6 billion. Much of that would go to pay off sanctuary cities that are overflowing with illegal aliens, to quiet those mayors and those citizens and improve those bad optics, and pay off or continue to fund the NGOs that have built a very secretive, extensive infrastructure from Panama all the way north and all over the U.S. to facilitate this mass illegal immigration. Yeah. So he's saying, I need new authorities and all to secure the border, and I need the money. It's really about the money.
Yes. Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. So we've got this so-called Senate border security compromise that you're talking about, and the fact that whenever you've got Chuck Schumer and Joe Biden saying, hey, we've got a bill for you, boy, I would take that thing and read it, make sure I read through it, because I don't see there's any way that they're going to do anything to really stem the flow of people coming across the border. That's not what they want to do, right?
Right, and McConnell's incentive here is for the Ukraine money. So, you know, the party's really pushing this. It's all about the money. But, yeah, parts of this border security negotiation have leaked out by some of the negotiators themselves, and none of the policy aspects would be good. In fact, they would codify the very tools Biden has been using to carry out his open border agenda. It would allow for anywhere from 5,000 illegals a day to 8,500 illegal aliens per day before CBP would be given a general authority to expel migrants back across the border. Why? Those are crisis-level numbers. Why would we codify that? It would give faster work authorization to the illegal aliens being released into the U.S. That is exactly why illegal aliens come here. So why would we give it to them? You're just encouraging more future illegal immigration. It would codify the mass parole that Biden and Mayorkas have been using through the ports of entry, which has been a clear violation of the statute. And it would require taxpayers to pay for deportation defense attorneys for illegal aliens. That alone is a fiscal bottomless pit when you look at the numbers of people and the years it takes to complete one of these cases. So, you know, on top of the money, which should be no deal, these policy provisions should be no deal, and it would take the albatross and responsibility off of Biden and shift it over to the Republicans, which Biden is all too happy to do.
Absolutely.
So, a triple win for Biden, and it should be rejected.
There you go. We're talking with Laura Reese, the director of Heritage Foundation's Border Security and Immigration Center. She worked at the Department of Homeland Security. We're talking about this so-called Senate Border Security Compromise. Hold your wallet on that one. Now, Laura, the Biden administration went after the governor of Texas and threatened to come down there and demand that they cut back on that razor wire that seems to be very effective right now. But they've decided, I think, taking a look at the reaction, they decided they're not going to show up and do anything. So it seems like a big win for the governor of Texas. Maybe they should do the same thing in Arizona and California.
Yeah, unfortunately, both those states have Democrat governors, so
I think you're right.
Seeing it there. But this is a living demonstration that walls work, barriers work, consequences work. And so, yes, the flow has shifted west to Arizona and California. But imagine if the border wall that the border agents asked for during the last administration were completed, then you can funnel the flow towards ports of entry instead of crossing between ports of entry. And it's much more manageable and it's safer for the migrants. And so, yes, the Biden administration threatened Texas to reopen that area in Eagle Pass by last Friday, but the Biden administration hasn't carried out that threat.
Right.
That would be some bad optics. And 25 states have quickly sided with Texas. So I think, you know, this administration is all about avoiding bad optics.
Well, they've got bad optics right now. In fact, if immigration is not the biggest concern in these surveys now, it's got to be like second. Maybe the economy and inflation, but I think maybe the immigration has become the... And with all of the fentanyl that's coming across the border. And then what happened up in New York? Was it New York where a bunch of illegals were beaten up on police? That doesn't make a very good... photo op for the Democrats?
No, and then, of course, you combine this with prosecutors that won't prosecute but just immediately release criminals. And so these illegal aliens who beat up the cop are then released and then on video give the double bird to America.
Yeah.
So there's Trump's ad right there against Biden. That sums it up perfectly.
Indeed. I think my colleague, Ed, has a question or a comment.
I would run that tape till the end of the right up until election time, to tell you the truth, over and over. With regard to Mayorkas, impeaching him, I mean, isn't that just a waste of time and money? Is he not? And you say he's changing things, but I mean, if he's changing things and he's not doing what he's supposed to be doing, isn't that when the border czar, one Kamala Harris, gets on the phone, or even President Biden, and says, you know, Uncle Fester, you're not doing things right down there. What's going on?
No, I mean, our founders created impeachment for a reason, and it was to remove high-level officials who are violating the law and lose the public trust. And we need to apply consequences. Too often, Republicans won't apply consequences, and so then the left just keeps getting more and more bold. So he absolutely warrants impeachment. He needs to be held accountable, and this is the tool to do it.
Laura, finally, I'm going to ask you a question about Donald Trump and whether or not he wants the Republicans to push right now to close up the border. There is talk that he secretly wants this issue to stay as bad as it is until the election time. I know you've heard things about that. Do you buy into that theory?
No. I mean, yeah, the border negotiations have nothing to do with Trump. It's about actually securing the border. That should be the only test. Americans are fed up. Americans are dying. We are any day away from a terrorist attack, and we need to solve this and truly secure it now. So it doesn't matter what politician is saying what. No one should be sitting around waiting for an election in the next administration. It needs to be resolved right now.
Absolutely right. Boy, I got a chill up my back when I heard Christopher Wray the other day testifying that it almost seems like it's inevitable. Something bad is going to happen because we just sort of let our guard down. Very scary scenario, I think.
Yeah, unfortunately, I agree. He's been consistent about that recently. The CBP has reported 50 terror watch list hits by the Border Patrol, so that's just between the ports of entry in the first 3 months of FY24. Pre-Biden, that number was 3 in an entire year. So a lot are getting through when we talk about 1.8 million known gotaways. 8,600 Chinese were encountered, for example, in the month of December. Pre-Biden, that number was about 1,000. So, and other, Iranians and other countries that don't like us very much. Congress should be directing money to ICE right now to go find these people and arrest them.
Laura Reese, it's always a pleasure to have you with us. Thank you so very much. Keep up your good work, would you? And we'll look forward to talking with you again down the road.
Well, thanks for having me on.
Our pleasure. Thanks, Laura.
I got to tell you, those four that came out of the New York Police Department,
yeah,
with their birdies in the air.
Yeah, oh boy, I'd like to smack them.
I got to tell you, if they walked past me, one of them would have tripped accidentally.
Yeah.
You know, it just would have happened. I don't know if I could have taken
it
that.
It makes the mayor of New York.
And
it makes the attorney general, and it makes the prosecutors and everybody in that city look like...
They totally laughed in our face. They even got a free meal when they were in there.
Yeah.
And came out.
It's unbelievable. As if with no bail money and no posting, they're going to show up again. I don't think so.
Beat on a cop. You can beat on a cop and be set free. Not only set free, but for free.
Yeah. No, it's bizarro world. It really is. All right, we're going to take our break. When we come back, a couple of new polls showing Donald Trump making some headway again, both against Biden in Georgia and good old Nikki Haley in South Carolina. We'll give you the details.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Men, you probably know my all-time favorite haircutter is Andrew's Master Barbershop in Dunedin. But let me tell you why. Andrew Ceresi has been cutting hair for over 50 years. His family-run shop has been in Dunedin for close to 40 years, and his two great associates, Candy and Christine, total 55 years of haircutting experience. That's why I guarantee a great haircut at Andrew's Master Barbershop. It's located on Overcash Drive, just north of 580 Main Street in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. They're open Tuesday through Saturday, so call for your appointment, men. 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773. Andrew's Master Barbershop.
Arbor Life Tree Service is Tampa Bay's finest tree service company. From trimming, pruning, fertilizing, and insect control to grinding and removal, you get an experienced ISA certified and veteran owned firm that can do any tree job, large or small. With our fully equipped fleet and trained crew members, we care for trees of all sizes, whether you're government, contractor, business, or homeowner. Don't trust just anyone with a chainsaw. Call Arbor Life Tree Service at 727-330-1999 for a quick and free estimate. That's 727-330-1999. Arbor Life Tree Service. They go out on a limb for you.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Sounds like I'm just coming out of a spaceship here. Hey, we're back. It's Friday. What the heck, right?
I forgot that had that intro.
I like that. What is that from?
It's actually a Flock of Seagulls, an old 80s song.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I ran so far away. I forgot it had this crappy intro to it.
That's all right.
Jeez.
I don't mind. Sounds a little like a science fiction movie, though. So, are we still waiting for the Biden administration to retaliate against Iran and the Houthis? By the way, Iran and the Houthis, was that a musical group back in the 70s? Iran and the Houthis? I don't think so. But anyway, we're still waiting for Joe Biden to do something, right? They keep saying, and they use this, it'll be at a time and place of our choosing. Well, do something!
He's not going to tell.
No, he's not.
And just remember what I said the other day. When he talks about Trump, he screams.
Oh, yeah.
When it's got something to do with something hurting Americans, we'll take care of that.
Oh, my goodness. I can't wait for a debate between Trump and Biden.
That's not going to
happen. Can you imagine? I don't
think
it will.
It's not going to happen.
But can we hope? We can hope and dream, can't we?
It's not going to happen.
Anyway, a Fox News poll released yesterday shows Trump leads Biden with just over 50% support in Georgia. Now, that's an important state. Biden won that one. by less than a point in the last election. Just over half of Peach State voters, 51%, say they would support Trump in a hypothetical head-to-head with Biden. 43% would go for Biden. And then a new poll yesterday from Monmouth University says that Nikki Haley continues to trail Trump by quite a wide margin in her home state of South Carolina. Now, that primary is coming later this month. It's Trump with a 22-point lead over Haley. Boy, oh boy. 58% supporting Trump and 32% supporting Haley, apparently, on this one. So there you go. We have our Master Barber himself with us. I guess that's good news for Donald Trump, Andrew. Ceresi, what do you think? Should Nikki Haley drop out now? Maybe she could become the vice presidential candidate with him.
Listen, Nikki Haley should have dropped out a long time ago, but she's persistent and says, hey, you know, I'm only 22 points behind Trump. I could catch him in other states. She needs to go away.
Do you think there's any chance that she'll make nice with Trump after everything is over with, and then he would consider her? Because, you know, he needs to get some moderate voters, right?
You know, Paul, he can get some moderate voters without Nikki Haley. He can get some moderate voters with Tim Scott. He can get some moderate voters with Kristi Noem, buddy. And those are the two I'm shooting for. You should just stay away, because she showed her true colors a long time ago. She's nothing but a rhino and needs to go.
Okay. Yeah, I think that Tim Scott could help him with the moderates. I'm not so sure about
Kristi. Paul, you know, here's the
Kristi Noem is a pretty conservative. I don't know if she'd get the moderates.
Now, here's what we don't have to worry about. We don't have to worry about Trump getting the black vote, because the Democrats are making sure he's getting that. I don't know if you've seen yesterday in Massachusetts and in Boston what's going on, but the blacks are furious over there because they're putting up the migrants in this nice place.
Yeah.
It's costing them $7,000 a month apiece. Meanwhile, the blacks are right on the television saying, what are we, people? We're crazy. We come before anybody. We're the American citizens. They're making us sleep in the street. There's black people freezing to death out here and starving, yet they're taking care of the immigrants.
Yeah.
We don't have to worry about the black vote. We got that. He doesn't have to worry too much about the Arab vote, because the Arabs hate Biden now, too.
Yes.
So the Arab community is there. All you got to do is worry about the housewives and the suburban housewives.
Well, maybe
I got news for you. Kristi Noem's going to take care of that.
Well, Kristi Noem could take care of some of those housewives. You're right about that.
You know what I'd like to see? I'd like to see that line to get into that building with the migrant. I'm sorry, the illegal aliens. And
yeah.
I would like to see an American family of four that is homeless get in that line and see them rejected.
Wouldn't that be beautiful? And you know, that's probably what would happen.
Where was that guy that said, was it in a suburb? Oh, it was in Naperville, Illinois, which is, by the way, a well-to-do community outside of Chicago, western suburbs.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the council members suggested that they start taking in illegal immigrants into their homes in Naperville. He wanted to see what the reaction would be, because there's a lot of wealthy libs in
yes.
Naperville. Okay,
but the governor of New York suggested that months ago too.
Yeah,
take a family in.
And you know what they said, didn't you?
I got a suggestion. Those four that were arrested yesterday should go to the Kamala Harris or the Biden household.
There you go.
Those four should be adopted.
Yes.
Yep, and they released them. They arrested them and released them. They talk about the four that beat up the New York
yes,
policeman.
Yes, we were talking
and
about
they
that.
And they released him while they were throwing the finger while they're coming out of the building.
Oh,
it's,
yeah, absolutely right.
Andrew, let's put you at the scene right there. They're walking out, the four of them. They've got their fingers in the air and their smiles on their face and their tongues hanging out. And they walk past you. What happens?
I would have broke their fingers.
No, you can't do that. But they can accidentally fall down.
Well,
no, I would have broke their fingers.
You break their fingers all the way down, yeah. Sure.
But that's disgusting.
Of course it is.
It's totally disgusting. And you got Kathy Hochul sitting. What a disgusting woman she is. I'll tell you what. Yeah, I don't want to say what I think she is, but that's beside the point. Well, you would bleep me out.
No, but I'll tell you what. Look at every major city. They are, like you said, every major city is upset with this whole situation. New York, Chicago, you name the place, and, you know, Boston, Philadelphia.
Well, they're all the blue cities, Paul.
I know.
They all wanted sanctuary. They said, oh, sanctuary's great. We got to guess who the first ones crying are now.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're crying like crazy. They had one of the council people in Boston yesterday with the black woman next to her. The black woman's yelling at her saying, hey, this is wrong what you're doing. We're in the streets, da-da-da. The reporter sat there and asked the councilwoman, well, do you people think you've made a mistake at this point? Do you think you need to rethink what's going on? And all she did was go, okay, she couldn't even stay. She was so close to admitting they made a mistake but wouldn't do it.
You know,
and they even know.
You did that pretty good, by the way. I like that.
Well, I've been listening to the liberals. Hey, I want you to know that we had four runaways from the barbershop this week.
Runaways?
Four runaways, yeah. They have new customers that come and open the door, and they see Ron and Trump standing there. They turn purple and run the other way. I'm going to put a camera in my shop.
That's
I'm going to start... start filming this because it's really something to see. We all just sit there and laugh our rear ends off, you know?
And you don't mind losing liberal customers, right?
Paul, I could care less. I don't want to be around them because I'm afraid that what they have is contagious.
Oh, okay.
And I don't want it. That to me would be worse than COVID.
Oh, my goodness.
Democratitosis. There's nothing worse.
Hey, a little earlier in the program, I don't know if you heard it, but Ron DeSantis yesterday said he's going to send a whole bunch of National Guard.
1,000.
You heard about that. That's right. Up to 1,000.
Of course I heard about it. Hey, you know, he's doing okay. Let him go. He's right back where he belongs and should have been taking care of this stuff. Let him keep going and build himself back up to where he was because, you know, the media and everybody tore him apart pretty good.
Yes, they do.
So let him come back and do his thing and show what he's made of.
There you go. So, anything else on your mind? How long do we hold our breath before the Biden administration will do anything about Iran and the Houthis and the whole bit with
them? Well, I told you, he's going to send them more money.
Yeah.
That's going to be his answer. Listen, let's send them another $5 billion and maybe they'll stop throwing rockets and, you know, the guy's a moron. And you know who drives me even more crazy is these United Auto Workers.
Oh, go ahead. Yeah.
They are on the verge of losing their jobs with the electric vehicles, shutting down plants, this and that, with Joe Biden in the head. And he goes there yesterday and starts talking to them, and they cheer him on. Are these people stupid?
Well, you know, I'm wondering if the rank and file will actually vote for Biden, though.
No, they won't vote for him. They won't vote for him. I can't wait to see him go to Palestine there today in Ohio. Did you hear about that one?
Yes.
Okay, they said they don't even want him there.
I know. A year later, he's going to show up.
That's right.
He's going to get a pie in the face if anybody can launch one.
Not for nothing. The idiot took 144 days vacation this year, but he didn't have time to go there and see what was going on. If he shows he really backs those people, he ought to get a ladle and take a ladle of water out of that stream and drink it in front of them.
Yeah, you're right about that.
But you won't do it.
The auto workers would know that they're taking a hit on those electric vehicles.
Of course, they are by
adopting his little. We want all electric by 2032, whatever it is. There was a man who took a documentary. He bought a new electric vehicle, a high end one, and he said he gave all the specs. He was happy. He got home and he says, "I'm going to get 300 miles to a charge, and I can do this. We're going to pack the family up." And we're going to go to Ohio. And he said, by the time I got the family of five in the vehicle, loaded with suitcases, ran the air conditioning, 300 miles turned into 112 before they had to stop and charge for 2 hours.
For 2 hours.
And he said, try to entertain three kids for 2 hours.
He's lucky it was only 2 hours. He's lucky he found one available.
That's if you can find the fast charge. If you can find
That's right. A fast charge is 2 hours.
Did you see where they did the first brain implant on a human being the other day?
Yes.
They had the wrong person. They needed to do it to Biden.
Yeah, it might have helped him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They needed to do it to him. Everybody needs a brain implant to him.
Why did?
But
they...
I think they already implanted his brain with a cell of Obama's brain. That's what I think.
You think that's it?
Yes, sir.
So why were they doing that brain implant? Wasn't that our friend from
Elon Musk?
Elon Musk.
He's involved with the brain implant.
Why do they want to do this stuff? Why? Why can't they leave Mother Nature alone?
Right. Would you take an implant into your brain if you're feeling What the heck are they doing? What are they thinking?
They aren't putting one in my brain. They aren't putting one in my hand. They aren't putting one anywhere.
That man has always done freaky stuff. Yeah. I mean, his girlfriend is either electronic or inflatable.
He was walking a robot down the street, wasn't he, the other day?
He sure was, yeah.
Yeah, you know.
Well, I'll tell you what. You got to admit, he's certainly done a lot of stuff. I'm not gonna criticize him too much. I mean, he really has been on the cutting edge.
I'm just saying he's kind of weird.
He is kind of weird, though. I guess he has a right to be, right? When you're that,
you got that kind of money, you can be whatever you want.
He can weird his money all over me all he wants.
Yeah, that's true too.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Well, guys, we're in a real pinch in this country, and the people better realize it. I can't see how anybody would even think of voting Democrat anymore. And you know, for half of the Republicans, they need to get rid of them too. They need to get rid of Mitch McConnell, Susan Collins, or she's retiring, I believe, isn't she?
Yeah, she's actually in the Biden administration. Isn't she going to... wasn't she jumping out of her job to do something else? I can't remember.
Can you imagine that? And she's a Republican.
Oh, we're thinking of Susan Collins from Maine. Yes.
Oh, you're thinking about the one in Florida here.
No. I'm thinking about the former national security director under Obama. That's all right. Anyway, Susan Collins.
Oh, I know. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, Susan Rice is who I was... I'm getting confused.
Yeah, that's what you're thinking about.
I'm having a Biden moment. You got to understand every once in a while, right?
Yeah, I heard them even talk about Susan Rice as maybe the Democrat nominee, buddy.
Oh, yeah. Who's going to vote for her?
That might go along with the Michelle Obama, huh?
No one's going to vote for Susan. Nobody's going to vote for Susan Rice. You can put that one to bed.
I don't think too many people would vote for Michelle Obama either.
I wouldn't think so. And I don't. If I were Michelle Obama, that would be the last thing I'd want. She's got millions of dollars. They're living in luxury. They're living in Hawaii. Why would she want that job?
Yeah. Hey, isn't that amazing? Before he became president, he was only worth about $230,000.
I know.
How the hell do you get millions and millions of dollars and a job paying you at that time, what, $400,000 a year maybe for the president?
Well, didn't he sell his book? Maybe that's it.
He sold his book. You know what? I am going to write a book. I'm going to write a book about everybody that's writing books.
Yeah.
And see if I can sell it. Because everybody I turn around is writing books. You ever watch Fox News? Everybody's writing
a book. Everybody on Fox has a book out. You're right about that.
That's right. So we need to write a book about people writing books.
I think that would make a great deal of sense, Andrew. You're always sensible. Hey, thank you so very much.
I try, my friend.
Yes, you do. You succeed. Thank you so much, my friend. I hope to talk with you next week. I know I will.
You got it, buddy. God willing, we'll all be here.
Yes,
we don't know what's going on in the Middle East, you know?
No, that's true.
You never know.
You got to be careful.
All right, my friend. You guys have a good weekend. Stay warm.
All right, we will. Thanks, Andrew.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. The Master Barber himself. Okay, we're going to take our break. When we come back, among other things, music. Music, and not only... hath the power to soothe the savage beast. It may even keep you from getting dementia. We're going to talk about it.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Arbor Life Tree Service is Tampa Bay's finest tree service company. From trimming, pruning, fertilizing, and insect control to grinding and removal, you get an experienced, ISA certified, and veteran-owned firm that can do any tree job, large or small. With our fully equipped fleet and trained crew members, we care for trees of all sizes, whether you're government, contractor, business, or homeowner. Don't trust just anyone with a chainsaw. Call Arbor Life Tree Service at 727-330-3300. $19.99 for a quick and free estimate. That's 727-330-1999. Arbor Life Tree Service. They go out on a limb for you.
You know, years ago, I used to go to one of those haircutting chains. I never got the same person twice, and the price was a moving target. I've been going to Andrew's Master Barbershop in Dunedin now for over 8 years. I've never been disappointed, and I get a great price. Andrew's Master Barbershop, it's not a chain. They've been cutting men's hair in Dunedin for close to 40 years. So give them a try, men. You won't be disappointed. Andrew's Master Barbershop on Overcash Drive, just north of 580 Main Street in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. They're open Tuesday through Saturday, so call for your appointment, 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773. Andrew's Master Barbershop.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Back. It's Friday. Hooray. And I got to ask you this. Can you play a musical instrument of any kind?
I played several.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
I started out on a clarinet.
Did you?
And then half of our brass section graduated. And I went to tuba, believe it or not.
No kidding.
And then I played steel drums for
good for you,
4 years.
I didn't realize that you were that talented. That's terrific. Well, then, you may be delighted to know that because of your musical abilities and background and the fact that you do keep up with your music, that your chances of getting dementia are severely reduced.
Mm.
Yeah, listen to this. A new study shows that music could help protect those memories, musical memories, for a lifetime. Researchers at the University of Exeter, I believe that's in England, discovered that people who engage in music over the course of their lives tend to have improved memory and better overall brain health as they get older. Now, they analyzed data from more than 1,100 people, 40 and older, who had not been diagnosed with dementia. And they were participants in a long-running research initiative that focused on brain health and dementia. The participants who played a musical instrument were found to have higher cognitive skills and enhanced memory compared to those who did not. The piano was shown to have the biggest cognitive benefit. In fact, the longer the person played the piano, the greater the benefits. Those who regularly sang were also shown to have better brain health. And if you, do you continue to play anything?
I'm sorry, what were we talking about?
You're a funny man. You need to keep playing the drums, or, you know, you play the drums on our show here at the end of every show. But
reading music is hard.
Yes, it is.
And then what I had to do is go from one instrument, what they called a G clef, which the notes were written this way. And when you go to brass, it goes to a bass clef. And that had to change everything I knew.
Wow.
Everything was all flip-flopped.
Wow.
So.
Well, that's great, though, that you can read music and that you went through all of that. That's
I don't know if I could do it today.
Yeah, but
it's been a while.
You could pick up on it again, I bet. I really mean that. All right. Before we get to our top 10, and we think we have a good one here. Is there anything going on? I know the Super Bowl is not this weekend.
Well,
is there anything else we need to know about anything, any sport?
Nothing really. I mean, it's kind of quiet.
Okay.
You know? I mean, it's pretty quiet.
All right. Well, that's fair. We'll be talking next week a lot about the Super Bowl that is coming up, so we won't worry about that situation right now. Before we get to our top 10, just to make sure, you know that if you can't hear us live, and we're here Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 10 to 11 a.m. Eastern Time on the Tantalk Radio Network. You can, thanks to Big Ed, go to our website, and you can listen to any show you would like, because he puts all our shows on podcast. Go to OurFreedomWorks.com, OurFreedomWorks.com, and click on the podcast button, and away you go. So that's it. All right. So here we go with the top 10. Now, this comes from Wikipedia. And because we were talking about the National Guard troops down on the southern border, I thought we would try to find out what are the states with the most National Guard troops. So we have come up with the top 10 states that have the most National Guard troops available. So here we go. Number 10, the Hoosier State, Indiana, 12,436 troops. By the way, this is as of 2020, so they've changed a little bit, but hopefully the states themselves in this order have not changed. Number nine is Tennessee, the volunteer state, 12,746 troops. Number eight, Minnesota, 13,170 National Guards troops. Number seven, Illinois, 13,380 troops. Number six. By the way, you're doing a great job. See, you can still play the drums really well, Ed. Number six is Georgia with 14,138 National Guardsmen. Number five, New York. Not surprising, 16,105. Number four, I thought this one was a little bit surprising, Ohio. I don't know why they need that many, but they have 16,413 in Ohio. Number three, Pennsylvania, indeed, 17,875 troops in Pennsylvania. Number two, now this is not a surprise. I would have thought this would have been number one.
Texas?
No, California was two. They have 18,136 troops. All right, Ed. What do you think is number one?
Just by the sheer amount of area, I would say Texas.
You got it.
Yeah.
You're right. In fact, it's not even close. If California has 18,000 plus, Texas has 22,007. And again, that was as of September 2020. I bet they got a lot more down there right now, don't you think?
The National Guard volunteers,
how does that work? That's a good question.
Or is it made
question.
Up part? There's a reserve.
There is a reserve.
Yeah. I think that's...
I think you volunteer for the Guard. I don't think they can force you to be a National Guardsman.
Yeah.
I have to look that up. That's a very good question. Whether you can recruit, you know, you sign up to be a National Guardsman.
Yeah.
I think it is volunteer.
By the way, we got a minute left.
Some time. Please tell us one.
I've had the online subscription for our local rag, the Tampa Bay Times.
Oh, yes.
Because it's $11 a month until I checked my bank statement.
Yes.
And they've been charging me $28 a month.
What?
So I called. And she said, well, that's only for new customers. I said, well, I was a new customer. Well, it only ran out. I said, so you're charging me $28 a month to read that rag, that leftist rag that you call a paper?
Online, too.
I can cancel your subscription if you'd like. I said, I'd like that. She hung up. Just hung up.
Wow.
She even told me my subscription was good until the 11th of February. And she took that away, too. She was really upset.
Wow, but $28 a month for online?
And I only read, like, you know, what happened, tragically happened last night, you know, with the plane crash. I read that. Anything with DeSantis and Trump, I don't even read because it's only...
Well, they hate DeSantis. The Tampa Bay Times goes after them all the time.
No, they called him washed up and his tail's between his legs. That's why he's back in Florida.
Oh, my goodness. Well, thank you very much for being with us. We hope you have a very safe and good weekend. We'll be back Monday. Remember, freedom works.
Shifty winds asleep as I hear her voice shake my window. Sweet seducing sighs.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
Listen.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. Authorities in Clearwater, Florida now say three people were killed when a small plane crashed into a mobile home park overnight. The pilots and two people on the ground. This man lives nearby.